If this is what we call the Holy Ghost state, that ain't no, you have to, the folks have no anointing. It's a religious spirit. The Baptist is different than the Methodist. The Methodist is different than the Pentecostals. The Pentecostals is different than the Apostolic. And yet they say they're all waiting for that outpouring that was poured out on Pentecost. And they receive the same outpouring. Nah, not so. Not so. Not that anointing. Not that anointing. You're always with me. I stand in His truth. If I stand in nothing else, I will stand. Until He takes me on home, I will stand in His truth. I won't compromise it for no man. I won't reconsider anything. When there's a revelation knowledge of it that He opens up unto our minds, so simple. So simple. How do you know? Because there's a heart. We have the heart of Messiah. Let the same mind, the same heart that was in Messiah, let it. Just let it be. That's all we got to do. Just let it. That's all. You just got to open up. Just let it be there. It's not about any labor you have to do. Just let it. Just let it. Let the same mind, the same spirit, the same heart that was in Messiah be in us as well. You just let it. Just let it. You just permit it to be. It's no labor. Just permit it to be. He says in verse 2, grace of the love of Yahweh and peace. He said, that be multiplied unto you. See, that's why we have no knowledge of His pure love. It is peace. Well, we got to get knowledge of Yahweh. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through. It comes only through the knowledge. And knowledge is an understanding whereby there is something viable that you truly understand it and that your heart takes strength in it. It comes through the knowledge of Yahweh and of, not only of the Son, but of the Father and of Yahshua, our Messiah. I understand that it reads a little different in the King James. It may say Lord God and God and the Son. But it says that. It only comes through the knowledge of Yahweh. He has sent a faithful witness, and that witness is Messiah. And He witnessed the great work of the Father. He said, according as His holy power has given or granted unto us not some things, but what? All things that pertaineth unto life and holiness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and to virtue. Purity of mind. Cleanliness. Sanctification. To be sanctified by His word of truth. Cleanse us from this expectation of the world. Isn't that something that we will do all we can to prove to the wicked that we have some sense of righteousness, and yet we will not prove to him we have a righteous law. We prove to him we have a righteous law. We do what he commands us. We will do what it takes for the wicked to prove that we are quote unquote Christians. And we know how to love. We will do all. We will defy the laws of Yahweh. We will compromise this to, I won't do it. I stand here to tell you, I won't do it. I love Him. I don't know how to express that love. And the only way is that I keep His commandments. I do His laws. And I know in that that shows an appreciation for Him. And a love toward Him. So I won't do it, my friends. I will not. He says in verse 4, whereby is given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of His holy nature. By the promises He's given unto us, that we may walk in the same nature as Messiah walked. Having, now this how, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, your corruption comes through your own lust. That's how corruption comes, through lust. It is your own lust, your own greed, your own selfishness that you find yourself corrupt. You despise one another. You don't love one another. You're not brotherly kind to one another because of your own wickedness. I don't care what you lust for. It's lust. It corrupts. I don't care if you lust for anything. It's lust. And it corrupts. Any lust corrupts. He gave us one command, to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. That's His commandment, to love Him first. First of all, Israel, hear what Yahweh says. Hear what He says. Hear the commands of Yahweh. So your corruption has come through lust. That's how the corruption comes, through lust. Well, He made me do it. No, my friend, it came through your lust. You lust to be like Him, or you lust to be like her, or you lust not to be like her. It has come through your own lust. You are corrupted because of your own lust, your own wickedness, your own vileness, your own corruption. It comes through lust. It comes through lust. That's the avenue of corrupting lust. Lust. Why? Because it chokes out the word of Yahweh. The deceitfulness of riches. And the cares of this life. And other lusts enter in. And it chokes out the power of the word of Yahweh. And that word becomes unfruitful. They become unbarren. They bear no fruit at all. Because of their own deceitfulness, of their own riches, of whom they think they are, their own pride, their own arrogance. And they care for this world more than they care for Yahweh. And they allow all kinds of lusts to enter in. And they become very unfruitful. There's no delight in the things of Yahweh. There's no spirit of readiness in the, even in their countenance, in their presence. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. Or for this very reason, my friends, giving all diligence. You know what diligence is? It's an earnest effort. It's something that drives you. A man goes beyond his limitation. Giving all diligence, he said, you add to your faith virtue. And that's the praise and purity of His name, honoring Him. You add to your praise virtue. He said, you add to virtue, that praise, you add knowledge. You understand with discernment the truth of Yahweh. You can discern what which is an error or that is truth. You must have discernment. You must have the ability to know what is of Yahweh. What has come from Him? He said, into that knowledge, once you get that discernment, you add temperance, you add self-control. This is an uncontrolled generation. They cannot control its laws. They cannot control their habits, their desires. They can't control anything. You must add to that temperance a balance, a pure balance. You balance the things against the Spirit. Of the flesh, you balance them against the Spirit. Of the things of the Spirit, you balance them against the flesh. How do you know you have the right balance there? The things of the Spirit will cause your flesh to reject it every time. There is no compromise with the spiritual truths, with the carnality of the flesh of man. You know you're walking with temperance when your flesh rejects things. Whether it's correction, instruction, counsel, the might of Yahweh, the fear of Yahweh, or these are the seven spirits of Yahweh. You will know. But your flesh rejects that, then there's some balance or some temperance there. He said, you add to your knowledge temperance. You add to temperance patience. What is patience? Willing to suffer, to endure, without murmuring, without complaining. Willing to suffer in this old world, without enjoying the dainties or the things that deceive your mind. They draw you unto darkness. He said, you add patience. You suffer without murmuring, without complaining. And to your patience, you add purity, sanctification. You add holiness. And to that holiness, you add brotherly kindness. So you can't even have brotherly kindness until you get some holiness about you. That's why many of you all have no kindness about you, because there's no holiness about you. Oh, that's what Scripture says. That's the only thing you're going to add to holiness is brotherly kindness. And you can't be kind to nobody because you're unholy, you're a foul, filthy thing. So you can't be kind to a dog. You will pretend. Why? Because there are seven abominable spirits. And what is pride? The proud. And what is a false witness? You witness that you're being kind, but there's no kindness there. You have the holiness, purity. Brotherly kindness. And then when you can be kind to brothers and sisters, then you add the love. See, that's the only way you can add love. When you're kind. When you're considerate. When your heart is tender. When your heart is sincere toward brothers. See, you can't add no love. That's why this false trust you call love, don't love me with it. It's a fleshly thing. Just lies. Just words. Oh, I love you, you flat out liar. You don't know how to love. You must have some kindness and brotherly kindness before you can love. That is the sequential order. You can't add love to your lust, sinful ways. You can't do that. There are seven unclean spirits. They're abominable. Once a man is given over to that, Yahweh removes his hands off of him. Six he hates. And the seventh one brings him to that abominable state. You don't have to receive what I said. You can reject it. Makes no difference. When he comes to that seventh one, he's in an abominable state. When a man is filled with the spirits of Yahweh, the seven spirits are around the altar, the throne, then that man walks in the completion and the fullness. That man is complete. His heart is ready to serve and to obey. That's what it is. He's ready. At the hour that we're headed toward, you better be ready to serve him and to obey him. Well, because obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice. You better be ready to do that. You better be ready to obey him. You better buy some gold trod of him by the fire. That's what you better buy. You better buy that. You bought lies, sin, every kind of corrupt thing. That's what you better buy. That's what you better buy. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8. He said, now if these things be in you, and they abound. When something abounds, there's abundance. When something abounds, there's an abundance. There's plenty. Well, you have a shadow of these things, but they're not sincere. If these things be in you and abound, it's either this is a lie or it's the truth. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. In what? In the knowledge of our Master, our King, your sure Messiah. And this is a generation that is barren. It is an unfruitful generation. There's no fruit in this generation. Why? Because no brotherly kindness, no temperance, no love, no patience, no purity of heart. Because the seven vile, abominable things are filling the hearts today. It is a very blind generation. It cannot see afar off. It can't see beyond the flesh. Can't see no farther than their eyes allow them to see. We must see beyond that. We must see beyond that. I understand that there's a glorious hope for me. If I die in him, I'm going to be resurrected in him. Brother Ray died in him, so he's going to be resurrected in him. That's his hope. So he could see a little farther than you. His eyes were not dim, whereby he only saw his children, his wife. He saw something much more glorious than that. He saw a kingdom that was much more glorious than this so earthly kingdom. He saw beyond the vision of the flesh. He looked into a realm whereby there was something that was much more mightier and powerful that would hold him back to this earth. He chose that. So those things are simple, aren't they? If we give diligence to add faith, and we have faith and to add virtue to it, and virtue we add knowledge, and knowledge we add temperance, and temperance patience. What simple things? In holiness, we add brotherly kindness. In brotherly kindness, we add love. And if these things, they're simple things, aren't they? And yet you don't find them at all. If he told you to go swim the Atlantic, that would give you something to boast in. If he said to you, men, go lift 10,000 pounds, that would give you something to strive for. The works were finished on Calvary. When he said they're finished, they're finished. That the perfect law of Yahweh can be perfected in flesh. That his law, his commandments can be perfected in flesh. That's why he says finished. It can be done. I give you the seal of approval. It can be done, Father. So these things abound in you. You shall not be barren. You shall not be unfruitful in the knowledge of Messiah. This is a generation that is barren. It brings forth no fruit of righteousness. No seed of love. No seed of truth. So I want to tell you something. Verse 9. But he that liketh these things is blind. He has no spiritual depth. He has no spiritual discernment. You can't see. Well, Pastor Roberts, who is that? It's you. You like these things, you're blind. He said you are blind and they cannot see afar off. And have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins. They've forgotten the works that were done on Calvary to cleanse you. This is a blind generation. Because it's been filled. It was an empty generation. It's been empty. It's been scrapped and it's been garnished. And that's why you have the religious aura today. They shine in their religious costumes. They would gather in their religious whorehouses and they were dressed just like the Jezebels of this hour. It's a blind generation. It's a generation that is blind. It is blind. And they cannot see afar off. They cannot see no farther than this hour. They cannot see no farther than their paycheck. They cannot see no farther than their loss. They cannot see no farther than their greed. They cannot see no farther than what they want. That's it. He said, the one that lacked these were simple things. What simple things they are. We ought to strive to be filled and to add these things. We ought to strive to add purity to our faith. We don't strive to do that. And to that virtue, we ought to strive to add knowledge and patience. And patience, brotherly kindness. And that brotherly kindness, we ought to add love to that. If you like these things, you are blind. You are barren. There's no righteous law in you. You are barren. At this generation, it is a barren one. It is one that is unfruitful. There is no love. There's no kindness. There's no oneness. They are full of sin, leaven, and wickedness. And so they will trickulate to their little whorehouses. And someone gives them a little sermonette. Something that appease them. Give them some sense of pride. To rev up that spirit of pride. That false witness. They come in there and say, well, I got a witness of truth. No witness of truth. Rev up that lying tongue and say, oh, I love the Lord. They do love their Lord, their bellies. But they don't love Yahweh. They don't love that him at all. You like these things, you're blind, you're barren, you cannot see afar off. You forgot where he's brought you from. He says in verse 10, wherefore, the rather, brethren, he said, give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. We have been elected by Yahweh. We have called to be sons. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. We're not given diligence to make our calling and our election sure. Called to be a son, to yet unborn. And the older one shall serve the younger one. Jacob of love and Esau hated. For what purpose? To make my election. And to show you by my sovereign grace in my election. Who I choose. We got to make sure we're chosen of him. And doing that, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Into the everlasting kingdom of our King and Savior. Messiah. An entrance. Will be ministered unto us, unto that everlasting kingdom. And our hearts will delight in the ministry of his truth. The ministry. Being made kings and priests. Unto Yahweh. Unto Yahweh. It's one thing a king does, he controls the city. He rules. And only a priest can bring the sacrificial offering. He can only dress in the garments that is righteous. Only a priest. And he has made us that. To bring the sacrifices unto the Father. Without any doubt. Without any fear. With hearts that are clean. Hearts that are full of fruit. When he comes. As we look at that narrative at the end time. When he comes. He's coming for an abundance of fruit. So when he comes, that is why we're so unfruitful. He doesn't come. There is no visitation in our lives by the Father. You don't sense him in your walk. You don't sense him and you talk. Why? Because we have not done what he said. When a man doesn't do what he says, he becomes barren and unfruitful. You may get a religious feel, saints. You may get a little goosebumps and a little feeling. He's not found in the goosebumps. He's only found in his truth. He's not found in a little feeling, saints. He's not found in all of that. He's only found in his truth. He's not found in your awareness. He's found in the light of Messiah. That's where he's found. He's not found because you can swear your body, feel a little something, you just want to move. He's not found there at all. Not at all. Not at all. He's not found there. He's found in the truth. He's found in the word of prophecy. He's found in the spirit of prophecy. And that spirit is Messiah. He's not found in those things. He's not found. He's found in obedience. You obey him, you'll find him. You'll find him. He's not found in your disobedience. And that's why when he comes, he finds unfruitful ones. That's why he finds unfruitful ones. That's why he doesn't chase you. That's why he doesn't prune you. That's why he doesn't prune you or purge you. And you continue to walk in those things. Why? Because you're not of his. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. Draw set. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, first of all, let all bitterness, this anger of heart, this sedition of mind, he said, all your wrath, your fighting, and your anger, your rage, you love to rear up at any time against anyone, any person. He said, all your clamoring, your brawling, willing to fight. He says, let it all now, permit it to be. He said, in all your evil speaking, your gossiping, your slandering, your blasphemy, he said, be put away from you with all of your evil, wicked, vile ways. When you find one that loves to gossip, they are wicked as pure hell. And if the scripture tells you one that busybody, that gossiping spirit, is by the countenance of your anger, the backbiting tongue, as the north wind driveth away the rain, so does the countenance of anger driveth away that backbiting tongue. And so when you find yourself walking in this, you're full of darkness. You're unfruitful, you're blind, and they will seek you out to tell lies and to talk lies. I'm telling you, these are the six spirits, and the seventh one makes that one abominable. It makes them abominable. You better begin to guard your heart. You better begin to guard your soul. I warn you before Mighty Yahweh. He said, let it be put away. No, you don't get delivered, you just put it away. These hypocrites are looking for something to deliver us. No, just put it away. No, you put it away. No, you put it away. You just put it away. You put it away. There were things that you put away before you even know what salvation was. I stopped smoking and many things before I knew what salvation was. I stopped doing things before I knew what salvation was. I put them away. There was just a constitution in me that would not do it. You see, you let them all be put away from you. He said, put them away with all your evil, sadistic ways. That's what malice is. It's an evil, sadistic mind. It's a corrupt intent. It's a wickedness. You do things against one another. That's wickedness. You're going to hell, you child of darkness. I don't want to be a friend of one like that. And he says, and be ye. He just tells you what to do. Just be kind. One unto another. Is that hard? That's why there is no power of his anointing. Because what he commands us to do is easy. He said, be kind one unto another. Tenderhearted. Be concerned about the other one before your greedy lust for self. Tenderhearted. And he said, forgiving one another. Even as Yahweh, for Messiah's sake, has forgiven you. Even as he has done that, you do that. Just forgive them. Regardless of what they do, forgive them. The scripture says, if anyone that calls himself a brother be an adulteress, a fornicator, a liar, to be an extortioner, or anything, if he calls himself a brother, the scripture says, no, don't even eat with him. And that's what scripture says. You can deny it. It is to your own peril and your own destruction. It's to your own damnation. This is what Messiah, as he spoke unto Yochanan in Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. He says this. Now I want to read this because I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Revelation chapter 3 verse 14. He says, and unto the Malach, the angel, the Malach of the assembly of the tabernacle of the Laodiceans, write. He told them what to write now. Write this. These things saith the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of Yahweh. He said, I know thy work, that thou art neither cold or hot. He said, would that thou wert. It would be better if you were either one of them. So then, because ye are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is why they are lukewarm. He said, because you say, I'm rich, I do what I want to, I got my own mind. I'm rich. And I've increased in goods and your own possession, your pride, your arrogance, your haughtiness. But if I get the fear of Yahweh, he began to hate evil. He hates the evil ways. He hates pride. He hates arrogance. He hates the froward mouth. All these things do I hate. But one don't hate those things. They are full of evil. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your great grandpappy, your mama, your daddy. They are evil. And you put anyone above the word of Yahweh, you are walking in the spirit of demented. You are a devil. Because that's what Satan, Shaitan tried to do. Tried to exalt himself above the word. And you can't do that. He said, I've increased in good. I have no need of nothing. I don't have no need of you, Yahweh. I don't need you. I don't want your truth. He said, and knowest thou not that thou art a wretched, wicked thing? You are decrepit. Don't you know you're wretched? And you are miserable. You can't love. You don't want nobody to love you because you don't know how to love. You don't want nobody to be kind to you because you don't know how to be kind. You can't be kind. You have no temperance, no patience. You have no gentleness toward anyone because you won't show it. He said, you're miserable as hell. That's why many of you all are miserable as hell. Because you can't be kind. You don't know how to be kind. You don't have no brotherly kindness. And that's why you can't add no love. You cannot love. A scripture. Nothing that I imply is what Yahweh implies. And you say, I'm good. I have no need of nothing. I'm good. He said, you're miserable. He said, you're poor. You're blind. And you are naked. You're blind. You can't discern the spiritual corruption that has corrupted your own heart. You can't discern that your own lust has corrupted you. You see, it all starts here with you. Because he's finished the work. He said, you're blind and you are naked. You are naked beast. All the beasts of the field, they're naked. You can go out there and look at the cows, they're naked. Oh, I know that they may have a hide over them, but they're naked. You can see the cows, you can see the heifers, you can see their udder. You can see the teeth on the udder, you can go see the goat, you can see that. You can see the anatomy of the male goat, you can see everything, they're naked. He said, you're just like a beast. You are a naked, filthy thing. And you're an unclean thing, just like a hog. He said, I'm counseling you, one of the seven spirits, I counsel you to buy gold tried in the fire. And you buy that from me. Not from the world, you buy it from me. You buy the gold tried in the fire from me. That ye may be rich and white raiment, and that ye might be clothed so that your shame and your nakedness doth not appear. You need to be clothed. Your shame appear, your nakedness, your filthiness, it can't be seen. For some reason we think that we can't discern someone else, and you can't even discern your own nakedness. You are a fool. I don't know how to express it any other way but that. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth. You have started in the spirit and now you're going to perfect things by the flesh. You have bewitched, Galatians. Scribes and Pharisees, fools. He said, you need to anoint your eyes with the eye salve that thou mayest see. You need to see in this hour. And you need Yahweh's anointing on your eyes. You need some frontlets on it. Your eyes, that is the anointing of Yahweh. You got some frontlets, and your eyes and your affection are set upon things that are above and not on the things that are earthly. Not set upon your children, your family. Set upon pleasing Him and doing His will. That's where your eyes are upon. Set your eyes, set your affection on things that are above and not on things that are upon the earth. He said, I want to tell you something. If I don't love you as many as I love, he said, I what? He said, I prove him. And I chase him. And then he says, be zealous, therefore. And just repent, I've done that to you. Then my love, I'm going to rebuke. I'm going to cut them with the sword of the Spirit. And he said, look what he says, you better be zealous. You better be eager. You better be zealous. You better be zealous. Do it with a tremendous zest. And you better repent. Be zealous. And repent. All these vile spirits of this age say, no, you don't repent. Yahweh says you repent. And you better be zealous. You better be zealous to repent. Do with excitement. Do with the gladness that he has chastened you and corrected you and shown you your vile, evil, corrupt ways, shown you your own sadistic mind, shown you your own vile heart. You better repent with zealousness. You ought to be zealous to repent. It's brought you to a place where you can repent. And the only way he can do that is show you your sin's sakes. He must show you your vile, evil ways. We are blind. We can't even see our sin. Something wrong when you can see a brother's fault and you can't see your sin. You're an evil thing. You're wicked on your way to hell. And that's just it. And you don't see your greediness, your lust, your filthy ways, your vile ways. Something wrong in your mind, my friend. Now the truth makes you free. You find out the truth about you and it makes you free. You speak lies about a brother or sister. You speak against him. You are bound. You stay bounded. When you actually look at your own heart and see what you are, then it makes you free from that spirit that controls you. Lord, it's not as much about casting out demons. Even a lot of that preaching, one day I'm going to explain to you even how that doctrine has come about. If we are his disciples, we continue in his word, we're his disciples. Indeed, emphatically. And he said, we shall know the truth because we continue in the truth. And that makes us free. And we're free. For whom the Son makes free. He is free. He's not bound. They're you that are bound because you're not free. You're not free unto your own wicked flesh and your own wicked ways. And that I will do, bless it. Hallelujah. I want to go back to Ephesians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 17. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, and I testify in the name of Yahweh. And I testify in that name. He said, I want to tell you that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. In the vanity of their mind. Let that mind of Messiah be in us. A vain mind is an empty mind. It's a mind that's full of death. And that's what the Gentiles walk in, a vain mind. It is a seductive mind. It is a wicked mind. It has nothing pure in it. A vain mind is an empty mind. It's worthless. It cannot offer anything at all. A vain mind offers nothing at all. It is only that mind, a Messiah. Only that mind that offers anything. The Gentile mind is a vain mind. It doesn't offer one thing at all. It's empty. It's full of vanity. It is worthless. We need to let that mind. So we can't walk in the same vanity mind as the Gentiles walk in. The selfishness, their greed, their covetousness, their lies. We can't walk in that mind. We've been made free. And whom the Son makes free, he ought to be free. And free indeed. He said, having the understanding darkened, callous, have no spiritual discernment. The understanding is darkened. Why? Being alienated. What a word. No intimacy. Some of you all, even in this tabernacle, sit here like dead thieves. You have no intimacy with the Father. The word of Yahweh never pricks your heart. You can smile at the babies. You get a joy from that. You sit here like a dead thing. There's no intimacy with the Father. They're being alienated. Why? Because the darkness of their minds. Alienated from the life of Yahshua through the ignorance that is in their brother. That's in them. It's their own ignorance. Why? Because of the blindness of their hearts. It's their own ignorance. It's their own blindness. Their own hearts are blind. Their minds are ignorant. That's why they can say anything today. That's why they can speak any kind of lie. I'm telling you, my friends, Nineveh is going to rise up in judgment against this generation. And the Queen of Sheba shall come from the far south, and she shall condemn it. Why? Because therefore they repented at the preaching of the truth. Sodom and Gomorrah is not in the shape this nation is in. It's an ignorant generation. He says, your ignorance, because of your blindness of your heart, because you're barren, you don't have no brotherly kindness, you don't have no love, you have no temperance, you have no faith, you have no virtue, and you're just a blind fool. He said, now who being, has feelings, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, unto this unbridled lust. It's a lust that is excess. Can't get enough. Can't have enough to eat. Can't satisfy with this. Can't satisfy with that. Husbands can't satisfy wives today. Wives can't satisfy husbands. It's an unbridled lust. It's an unbridled lust. It's an excessive lust. Nothing satisfies their hearts. Nothing make their hearts joyful. Nothing calls them to bless Yahweh. He said, in all things, give him thanks in all things. And yet, because of the spirit, this unbridled lust. It's your lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness, to do everything that is filthy. Their talk is filthy. They will say all kinds of things out of their mouths. They will speak things. They will curse at one another. I will tell you something, brothers and sisters. You all curse one another. You are a fool. You wives curse your husband. You are a wicked thing. You husband calls your wife, curse your wife. You are a wicked, vile thing. You child of hell. Jeriah, she blessed Abraham. She called him master. You're a wicked thing, woman. You're a vile thing, man. I'm not going to curse the very thing that I believe that. You always say, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he has favor of Yahweh. Why would you curse the one that has favor of Yahweh? Get quiet, but that's all right. You're wicked. I don't care who it is. Your mama, your grandmama, your wife, your husband. It makes no difference. You bless him. You bless her. He said, I want to tell you something, but you have not learned this from Messiah. I know what he says, but you have not learned so learned Messiah. He said, but you have not learned this from the Master. You have not learned this. That trash you we said we walk with, you haven't learned that from Messiah. That what we said the Spirit, you haven't learned that from him. He says in verse 21, if so be that ye have heard him. Have you heard him? He said, I want to say something to you. If so be, now if this be the case you have heard him, and have been taught by him, and as the truth is in Yahshua, he said then, is this in you? Do you do this? That ye put out concerning the former conversation, the old man, your old man, how's he corrupt? He's corrupt, which is corrupt according to what? The deceitfulness of lust. Now whose lust? What old man do you have on? Do you have on my old man or your old man? You have on your old man. And that old man of yours is corrupt through the deceitfulness of your own lust. That old Adamic man that you love and you take delight and warm it in his corrupt ways. It is your own deceitful lust, that old man. He said, what you need to do is be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You need a renewed mind. I say to you that are gathered here, there are you that need to be delivered from yourself. You have wickedness in you. And so Yahweh says this to chasten you. He said you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you do what? Look what he says in verse 24. With this the way I am, then you have not learned it from Messiah. He's saying that ye put what? You put on. So that means you can do it. You put on the new man, which is created after Yahweh in righteousness and true holiness. Now that's the proper rendition. It is created after Yahweh in righteousness and true holiness. So if you have on the new man, then there's a new creature there. It's created in the righteousness of his law, and there's a true holiness about you. Not that old wicked man, that old black flesh, that old trashy white flesh, old black corrupt flesh. It's a new man. Yeah. He said, first of all, you got to do this. Put away your lying tongue, your lying. You got to put away your lies. I want this house today. The house of Yahweh. They that may hear this message. He said, you put away your lying tongue. What is a lie? That you try to speak anything that alter any truth. He said, put away your lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. Now he identified who the neighbor is. Why? For we are members one of another. That's your neighbor. You are members of the body of Yahweh. It's not the wicked out here in the world. They're not your neighbors. He said your neighbor is your brother and your sister. Because we're members one of another. That's our neighbor. That's your wicked sons and daughters. It's your neighbor there. That's my neighbor. Those that do the will of my Father. Now these perverts that live next door to you, they're not neighbors. He identified the neighbors. Why? For we are members one of another. We're not a partaker of the world. We're not a member of the world today, of this satanic body. He says, be angry at who yourself. That's all you ought to be angry with. Be angry. Why? Because you know you haven't put away lies and stuff. You ought to get mad at yourself. Have you ever done that? I have. I get angry at myself. I was in the house this morning. I was just preaching. I was talking out loud like I'm talking now. My wife said, who are you talking to? I said, I'm talking to you and I'm talking to me too. I'm just preaching. I don't know if it's the best habit, but I do that. I said, we get the preacher just like this and I'll talk just like this. Who are you talking to? I said, well, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to me too. Yeah, it's by that foolishness of that preacher he's going to save me. He have chosen that. He said, you just be angry. Be angry at what you've done unto the Father. Isn't that amazing? We get angry at others what we perceive they're doing. We don't get angry at ourselves what we're doing unto the Father. You are so sadistic and full of hell. You're so full of your own sin. You get angry when you see someone else do something. And you will say they're wrong. And you don't get angry with yourself. The scripture tells you that if you see a brother or sister fall, you pray for them. And they take you to backbite and slander and blaspheme. You don't even know what scripture says. You are a wicked, unfruitful, unbarren thing. You have nothing in you. You better do that because you better consider yourself. Unless you go to the same way. Go the same way. He said, and he says in verse 27, I like this. He said, when you do these things, I know what it says, that neither give place to the devil. But it actually says, for these things give place to the devil. When you lie and do these things, you give the devil place in your heart. That's what gives the enemy place, saints. That's what gives him place. When you do these things. When you do these things. It gives place to the devil. He said, now you that stole don't steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his own hands that which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. That's why you labor with your own hand, because there's one that don't have, and you can give to them. You work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling, and so you can have someone else that needs that kind of laboring you have, and can labor the same way like you. He says in verse 29, he said, let some corrupt communication. What he says? Do you think he charged us to do something we can't do? Do you think he charged us to do something we can't do? He gave us a command here, didn't he? This is a command from the Father. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And that is foul language and evil talk, evil language. He said, don't even let it come out of your mouth. Why? Because if it comes out of your mouth, you know that it's in your heart. And if you find it's in your heart, you need to fall on your face and cry out, Yahweh, deliver me. The issues of life, they proceed from a man's heart. They don't proceed from his mind, it's from his heart. And so when you've got corrupt communication, you know your heart is corrupt. And the reason it's corrupt because you've allowed the deceitfulness of lust to enter into your heart and to deceive you. If I never preach another day in my life, I will preach this day. That's the truth. He said, but that which is good to the use of the edifying, you do that which is good, to speak which is good for the use of edifying. For what purpose? Why? That it may minister grace or love or the blessings of Yahweh unto the one that hears you. See, when you minister to a brother or sister, you minister unto them in the spirit of whom you're serving. And whom you serve, you minister in that spirit. If you serve Yahweh, you minister in the spirit of Yahweh. If you're serving the devil in your flesh, you will minister in that spirit. And that's what they would talk. Devilish things, lying things. Oh, it is the truth. Whether you concur with it or not, it's still the truth. It is the word of Yahweh. And that is the truth. So with whatever you will, whatever you do that which is good, because it edifies, and that it may minister unto the hearer, it may give hope unto the hearer, so you speak in the spirit of Yahweh, Messiah. You minister him and that hope. I got one last verse I want to read. Pray Yahweh give you strength today. I pray he help you. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. Isaiah 42, 13. This is the mighty one that we serve. And the prophecy of Isaiah. He said, Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. I don't think we've ever seen a mighty man. There are no mighty men today in the earth. But a mighty man of value and power. He says, he shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up zeal like a man. Not jealousy, but zeal. Like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, he will roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Do you hear that? Who are the enemies of Yahweh? Those that despise his truth. His name, his word. He said, I have long time holding my peace, Yahweh says. I have been still. I refrain myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I've never heard the sound. I don't know what a travailing woman sounds like, but you daughters that have travail in childbearing. He said, I'm going to cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. It's not going to be something that is prolonged. At once. This is the one we serve. We think we know. He said, I will make waste mountains and hills. I will dry up their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands. I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. We're blind. So he's trying to bring us about a way that you knew not of. He's trying to bring about the way of truth. By the way of his counsel, by the way of his name. See, he's bringing you by. We are blind people. He said, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. He said, I will lead them in the path that they have not known. And that's what he's doing today. I will make darkness like light unto them. And crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them. He said, because they're mine, I will not forsake them. I will not forsake them. Then shall they shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. He wants us to be ashamed today. That have trust in graven images. That say to the molten image, you are our Elohim. You are our God. You are my hope. Hear ye deaf. And how can a blind man look? And look ye blind that ye may see. The only thing you got to do is just look. Look unto him. Look to his truth that you may see. He said, who is blind? But who? My what? But who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my what? Messenger that I sent. Who is blind as he that is perfect? And blind as Yahweh's servant. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he heareth not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteous sake. He will magnify the law and he will make it honorable. He's making his law honorable amongst his people. That was blind to his law. He has brought us by the way of his law and his truth. By the way of his grace and his mercy. By the way of his love and his kindness. He's brought us by this way that we may be able to see, discern, and understand whom he truly is. It cannot be some fictitious thing, but it has to be a reality in our souls. It has to be worth living for and worth dying for. Who is blind but his servants? Who is deaf but his messenger? He's not going to allow his messenger to be taken under the pressure. of the words of men and be bound by their words. She's not going to allow that. They're going to be free. For whom the Son makes free, they're free. Indeed. For his servants are blind. Only his servants. They are blind. And we need to see. How do we do that? We began to anoint our eyes with the eye salve. With the truth. That is the eye salve, the saving power of Yahweh. We put it before our eyes. As we see it, we obey it. When you go down the highway and the sign says, the road sign says 55, you know when you break that 55, there's a law of jeopardy there. There's another reward. Or there are consequences of breaking that law. And so we need on the frontlets. We read on the frontlets of Yahweh. By his immutability, he cannot lie. And we know he can't lie. So we began to anoint our eyes, our spirits, the light of our souls. We let spiritual things enter in. We don't let corrupt things enter in. We don't let vile things enter in. We let spiritual things enter in. Not the lies, not the talking, not the gossiping, not the filthy conversation. Our conversation should be steeped in holiness and purity unto Yahweh. It should minister one unto the other. What spirit are you ministering by? Is it by the one of Beelzebub? By the one of Yahweh. I choose to minister by his spirit. For greater is he that is in me than the spirit of Beelzebub in the world. He dwells in me. He dwells in me. As David said, I will bless Almighty Yahweh at all times. His praise shall be continuously in my mouth. I will bless him. I will bless him. I will praise him. And I will exalt his name forevermore. Messiah says, as I close, Matthew, listen to this. But he answered and said, every plant, Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. I close with this verse. He answered those Pharisees and scribes. He said, every plant which my Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. If you're not planted by him, you're going to be rooted up. He said, let them alone. Don't even mess with them. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch of darkness. Every tree that Yahweh has not planted is going to be rooted up. It's going to be rooted up. He should let the blind leaders lead them. For he has destined the ditch of darkness, for them. May his light shine in your heart today and down in your soul. May there be a desire above all things to please him and to entrust your soul with his truth. His righteousness. Because if we don't do that, then woe unto us all. We're blind. Leading our own blind souls into darkness. And we're going to find ourselves in the quickmire of darkness. In the ditch. In the quickmire of sin. You're going to fall. And you're not going to get up in this hour. This is an adulterous and wicked generation. That's why they're always seeking after a sign. And there shall be no sign given. Messiah has gone to the grave. 3 days he got up. That's the only sign you're going to have. No other sign. May he always truth fill your heart. May he bless you today and keep you steadfast in his truth. I bless you all today. I give you strength, understanding of his truth. I said to Elder Martin, I really don't know what to preach today. I said, I will go to the tabernacle. I have some scriptures. I said, see what the Father does with that. I don't know what to preach. I don't. And that is the truth. But he knows the hearts of his people and the sin. And so he deals with that. He deals with his people. He knows the corruption and the evilness in them. And he must chasten his people. He must do that. He must do that. He must. I said, we go by the unction of his spirit, not in my soul. Not how I feel, because Yahweh knows. I did not feel like nothing today. I wanted to lay in bed till 9 o'clock this morning. But I couldn't do that. I didn't want to study this morning. And I really didn't do that. We're going to have to be led by him. By him. We're going to have to trust what he has done. And the provision he has made in that body of Messiah. You better trust him. For he is coming. I believe that. Messiah. Well, they're looking for their false Christ, the anointed ones. But Messiah,
He is the anointing, the anointed of Yahweh.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not the anointing.
No.
But that true rich. Anointing. May he bless you.
Yes.
Keep your hearts faithful unto him.
Yes.
We share in the faith. Pray one for the other. Pray for me.
Yes.
I need that.
Yes.
I need your prayers.
Yes.
We need the prayers of one another.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to do that. Pray for each other.
Hallelujah.
And do it sincerely.
Yes.
You spend less time talking and running your mouths about nothing. I can see why we're going to be judged by every idle word.
Hallelujah.
You speak words that are idle. They do not minister unto the hearers. It's an idle word.
Hallelujah.
I don't care. You're going to be talking about building a house, but you still can minister unto the hearer.
Hallelujah.
I don't care. You're talking about cutting down a tree, but you still can minister unto the hearer.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if you're talking about digging in the garden. You still can minister unto the hearer. You can. I don't care if you're watching the babies cleaning the wheat. You still can minister unto the hearer. I don't care if you're doing laundry, you still can minister unto the hearer. I don't care if you're cooking, I don't care what you do, you still can minister. We make our calling and our election sure. Why? Because we call of him, we elected to carry out his campaign. When a leader is elected, he's elected to carry out a mandate. And he has a mandate, he has elected us for his mandate. And not ours, but for his mandate. Not our mandate. Now what we think is right, a good. But what he commands, what he says. May he bless you. Be encouraged, saints. God said that way. Be. Just encourage yourselves. For he's coming. I'm encouraged. I am. But I don't lie to you. My heart is satisfied. Whatever he does, I'm satisfied. Whatever he does, I'm glad. I'm glad. Whatever he does, I'm happy. Well, whatever he does, whatever. Whatever. I don't want this race to be in vain.
No.
I'm not running a vain race.
No.
No. Nothing I can save but his integrity.
Right.
And I'm trying to save his integrity in me.
Yes.
For Messiah lives in me.
Yes.
And that's my hope.
Hallelujah.
Because I know he lives
yes.
in me. May he bless you. May he cause your heart to rejoice and to be cheerful.
Yes.
May you rejoice in the hope
yes.
that is in the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
And the word of faith.
Lord.
Nothing else you pray, you always send an anointed man.
Right. Yes.
Send a preacher that he may preach to us.
Right.
Send the prophets, Father.
Yes.
Men about the false one. Yes. I pray, Yahweh, men of strength,
right.
value.
Yes.
The word is like a burning auger in their souls.
Yes.
And they speak
yes.
with profoundness.
Lord.
We need that.
Yes.
Oh, Yokohana spoke with such profoundness that men today cannot even understand what he spoke. And yet he spoke a simple truth. He made known the truth of who Messiah is. He was there for the revelation of the understanding of Yahshua. That's what he was there for. That's what he was there for. And because these fools don't know him, they can't understand it. And they're trying to paint it all kinds of ways. Fix it in a way that kind of gives an excitement to the flesh. They don't know. Well, he has men that he has called. And they are anointed. He has anointed them. It didn't come by mom or daddy, but it came by the Father. May he bless you. May he keep your hearts pure and sincere.